When Krishna would play his flute for the gopis, they would hear as if the flute is talking to them in a very rough way. They would hear the flute as if the flute is saying, "So this flute is your treasure, then take it. Do not show me so much anger." In this way, the gopis would hear, when they hear the flute, they would hear as if the flute is telling them this. And because they are feeling like as if the flute is making them very anxious and very much in separation and angry, so they are cursing the flute like this. Sometimes they would hear the flute telling them, "Oh, I will rip you apart. I will make you dance in your society. I will show everybody who you are, how you behave. I will destroy all of you." In other words, by hearing the flute, the gopis would feel like this. They would feel as if this is what's happening to them. So they're thinking that the flute is telling them this. So instead of cursing Krishna, they would curse the flute. They would say, "All this whole trouble is because of this flute. But what is the... why blame the poor flute? It is the fault of one who's playing the flute." One poet has said in his poem, that the flute is saying, people hear my song and they praise me. They say, "Oh, the flute is singing so nicely." But what have I done? Somebody is blowing on me, that's why the sound is coming out. Otherwise, what is there in the flute? Everyone is enjoying this creation and seeing the beauty of it, but who has made this creation, they do not know. In the same way, somebody who is playing the flute and everybody is glorifying the flute, how beautiful this flute is making the sound, and they don't even know who is playing the flute. Just like that. Sometimes if a person is playing very beautifully the harmonium and people come and they start praising the harmonium, "Oh, this harmonium is sounding so nice," and they do not even bring the singer a glass of water. So we have so many these music recitals, but we never give harmonium or flute a prize. Prize is always given to the person who is singing or playing the instrument. In this way, Sri Krishna would play the flute in such a way that the gopis, they will feel a distress. The gopis say, "Actually, this flute, this Krishna's, the nectar from Krishna's lips is actually our treasure, but this flute is always enjoying." And on top of that, she shouts at us. He shouts at us. This flute is ripping us off of our treasure, and on top of that, she is saying bad words to us. Such an utpat, disturbance this flute is making. In this way, they are always anxious and suffering. And they're saying, the gopis that this flute, she drinks all the nectar from Krishna's lips, and when only a little bit is left, that the water in the ponds, they drink it, because Krishna goes in the water to bathe, and whatever nectar was there on his lips, that is washed off in the water. So the gopis say, whatever was left over, this water in this pond, she drank all of it. There was nothing left for us. And then they say, look at these trees. There's water in the eyes of these trees. And look, their hairs are standing on end. These bamboo trees. And these bamboo trees are thinking, the forefathers of the flute, the bamboo trees, they're shedding tears of pleasure. They're thinking that this child in our family has made us. Our descendant is on the lips of the Lord. Just like devotees, they become very happy that in our, just like the ancestors, they become very happy that in our lineage, somebody has become a Vaishnava. In the same way, the bamboo trees are so happy, they are shedding tears of pleasure, saying that in our lineage, this one bamboo tree has become such a nice devotee that it's become a flute on Krishna's lips. Radharani is saying to the gopis, text 9. The topmost people in the world, the pious people, they become very happy that someone in their family has become a Vaishnava. We have to learn this. Here, the gopis are saying that how these bamboo trees are very fortunate. The trees sometimes they drop sheds or tears, drops of madhu or honey, and Radharani is saying, see that these bamboo trees, they're shedding tears of pleasure. In other words, my dear friends, my dear sakhis, today is such a day has come that even the bamboo trees are so fortunate. The non-moving entities, they are so fortunate. They are drinking the ras, the nectar from Krishna's lips. Our descendant, flute, if in this world, if there is anyone most unfortunate, that is us. Except for us, everyone else is most fortunate. This is what Radharani is saying here. This is her bhav. There's something worth learning from here. In the last word, Arya. Arya means kul vriddha. The vriddha, the elderly lady from the of the family.
कुल के वृद्ध लोग जथा स्वबंसे भगवत सेवकम दृष्टवा जात रोम हर्षा भवंती इति मतलब बेढंगा आदमी हो जाता है तब प्रसन्न.
These days in our modern society, the elderly or the parents become very happy if a person becomes very materialistic and starts doing very modern sinful things.
है ना पहनाव में खान पान में.
In his appearance, in his food eating choices, if he becomes totally materialistic, modern, they become very proud. But the pious people, the elderly pious people in a family, if they see anyone in their family becoming a Vaishnava, they become very pleased. This is a Vedic example in the Bhagavatam. In many places this example is given. If someone in the family became a Vaishnav, everybody else became very happy in the family. Here also in we're sitting in this Bhagavat, there's so many older people who are children, grandchildren are Vaishnavas. They should be very happy. The Lord takes care of everything. Sometimes the older people become worried. They think, oh, if my sons and grandchildren, if they become devotees, how they will eat, how they will maintain themselves. Who will earn money and how, especially in this country, how you will maintain. So actually Krishna arranges for everything. One should always encourage their family persons, children, to engage in bhakti. Actually, if they engage in bhakti, they will be ahead in their worldly affairs also. They will be able to manage very nicely in their worldly affairs. We have seen this. Radharani is saying, just see, if one of the children in these bamboo trees has become a devotee, a Vaishnav, so all the trees are shedding tears of pleasure. Just see. She is seeing that the bamboo trees are shedding tears of pleasure and they're very fortunate and their hairs are standing on end like the blooming lotus flowers. We are so unfortunate, so much more unfortunate than these trees. These trees are actually fortunate. Our family is such, means our husband's family. These trees are such that someone in their family has become a Krishna's flute, they're becoming very happy. But our husband's family, forget about being a devotee, but our husband's family people, even if we think of Krishna, if we look at Krishna, they get angry. They cannot tolerate us even thinking about Krishna. If our in-laws ever can find out that she is thinking of Krishna or saying Krishna's name or even looking at Krishna, they become all hot-headed. How unfortunate we are. If we were born as trees, at least we would be able to see Krishna. Or we would have been a flute on Krishna's lips. And those little ponds are glorious in which Krishna takes his bath. In which Krishna rinses his mouth and spits the water. These waters in the ponds, they get to embrace Krishna's whole body. When Krishna is jumping in the swimming in the waters of the pond, they're thinking how fortunate this tree is, this pond is. It is so hard for us even to see Krishna or say his name, what to speak of to touch him. This is called Mahabhav, intoxication. They see everyone drowned in Krishna Prem except themselves. In this way, so many shlokas are going to be coming.
Smrte Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Text number 10 and 11. So Srimati Radharani was describing the glories of the good fortune of the flute. Hearing this, Lalita, etc., Sakhis, they say,
किं वक्तव्यं श्री हस्तालव वर्तमानस्य वेणुर महात्म्यं तुम वेणु के महात्म्य को वेणु की धन्यता को बोल रही हो वेणु तो कृष्ण के
There is nothing so surprising about the flute. This flute is always either in Krishna's hand or on his lips or in his waist.
कमर में रहता है उठ पर रहता है वह तो कृष्ण का प्रिय
See, the flute is the priya of Krishna, very dear to Krishna. But just see the good fortune of this Vrindavan Dham. Text 10. Hey Shri Radhe Sakhi, just see this Vrindavan land is spreading the glories of the planet Earth. Because she has obtained the treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Devaki. Why Vrindavan land is so glorious? Because it is decorated by the footprints of Krishna's footprints. She is decorated. All the other dhams of Krishna's, there Krishna always wore shoes. Or he walked with shoes on, or he rode a chariot. Dwarka, Hastinapur. But in Vrindavan, he always is bare feet and he walks. The day he got the permission to graze the cows, the parents, they brought shoes for Krishna. So he is going, because Krishna is going to the forest, he should wear some footwear. And Krishna said, I am the servant of the cows. And if the cows are not wearing footwear, then I will also not wear. I am their das, how I can wear shoes? So he did not, he never wears shoes in Vrindavan, in Braj. Wherever he walked bare feet. And wherever he walked, his footprints remained on the earth. Like Vajra, Ankush, Half Moon, Lotus, so many marks are there on Krishna's feet. For this reason, Vrindavan was more fortunate than Vaikuntha even. And because of the good fortune of Vrindavan, the glories of the earth was increasing.
Govinda Venu Anumat Mayur Nityam. Aur Vrindavan ki kya visheshta hai? Sri Krishna chalte the Vrindavan mein aur.
And what else is the glories of Vrindavan? Krishna used to walk on Vrindavan. And sometimes he would stop and play, he would play the flute and he would start dancing. And when he would dance, the peacocks would surround him in all directions and dance madly along with his flute. All the peacocks would lift all their fan, all their feathers, and they would start dancing in the circle, and in the middle Govinda would be standing playing his flute, and sometimes he would also be dancing. And when the peacocks were dancing like this, then all the other living entities, the creatures, they would become stunned. They would become stunned and look at Krishna and the peacocks. And the earth, Sakhi is saying that, my dear Radharani, the Vrindavan's glories is because of Vrindavan's beauty, the glories of the earth is increasing. So there's two special points. One is that Devaki Nandan's, Krishna's lotus feet imprints. Here Devaki means Yashoda. Nanda Bharya, Nanda Bharaj's wife, had also two names, Devaki and Yashoda. Therefore, Vasudev's wife, Devaki, and Nanda Maharaj's wife, Yashoda, had a lot of love between them. Because both had the name Devaki. When sometimes two people have the same names, they feel very attached to one another. They consider each other their friend because we have the same name. So Yashoda is also called Devaki. And all the birds and the animals, they become so absorbed in watching Krishna dance with the peacocks. There is one shloka. I have already explained the meaning of this verse. When one goes to Vrindavan, one should roam about Vrindavan. One should walk around Vrindavan, not just be satisfied with the air and water and just stay. Some people come here and they're very comfortable, and they're very comfortable with the air, water, and their room, and they just want to just be comfortable. This is a comfort for the body. One should not just be satisfied with that. One should do what is good for the soul. So this is the glory of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan Amrit, Prabodhananda Saraswati, he is writing.
Same na mata sachame pitana, same na bandhu sachame suhirna, same na mitram sachame guru na, yome na binda ganva samadhisa. Na mata.
That mother is not mother actually.
Sachame pitana. Wa pita pita nahi hai.
That father is not father actually.
Wa bhai bhai nahi hai. Wa suhrit suhrit nahi hai.
That brother is not brother. That friend is not friend.
Wa mitra mitra nahi hai. Wa guru guru nahi hai.
That guru is not guru.
Vrindavan mein rehne ka aadesh na de.
One who does not tell their dependent to go to Vrindavan. In other words, one who does not tell me to go to Vrindavan, the mother is not mother, father is not father, friend, is not friend, guru is not guru. Prabodhananda Saraswati in one shloka he is saying, that scripture which does not describe the glories of Vrindavan, oh my dear Lord, even in my dream, don't let that scripture go in my ears. There is no question of hearing or seeing this Shastra while I am awake. Don't even let me hear or see it in my dream. That scripture which does not have glories of Vrindavan. And O my dear Lord, those people should not even mistakenly come in front of my glance. Those people who hear Vrindavan's glories and they do not become happy. Please do not let me even see them. I may not even have darshan of those people. And that kind of scripture may never enter my ears, in which Vrindavan's glories are not written.
Rakshati sansar bhaya dosa. Dosa karma pe asesa nirdhandam. Yadyapi mai dos ka akar.
Although I am ocean of faults, but Vrindavan will protect me. I offer my obeisances to that Vrindavan under which whose trees there is the Param Brahma. Lord is shelter for everyone, but Krishna takes shelter of those trees. What to speak of anything? He had become calves and he has grazed on all the grass in Braj. Anandaghan Bhagwan, the Supreme Lord, he has munched all the grass in Braj. When Lord Brahma had stolen the calves, he himself became all the calves. And because he was all the calves, he used to drink milk from all the cows. For a whole year, who can describe the glories of Vrindavan Dham? And because of Vrindavan, this earth has become glorious. There is a very beautiful shloka in Sanskrit. Harishwari ji is written.
भालम जस यथा कथन चिदपि चे साध्वत वरणावली प्रांतम तद्धि करो तलम छिति तले तम कीर्ति मंतम नरम. यदि किसी स्त्री के ललाट पर सौभाग्य का तिलक रहता है.
If a woman has on her forehead the mark of her good fortune,
तो उसके शरीर पर और कोई भूषण हो या ना हो, लेकिन वह स्त्री बहुत सुंदर लगती है.
That woman looks very beautiful even though she does not wear much jewelry. Because by her wearing this red mark on her forehead, it is very clearly understood that her husband is alive. One whose husband is alive, if she does not have much jewelry, her red kumkum is her mark of good fortune. And she looks very beautiful. So when an ordinary husband's wife of an ordinary husband, her forehead looks so beautiful because her husband is alive. So what to speak when Sakshat Shripati himself, Radhanath or Radhapati, his lotus feet are on the forehead of the earth, Vrindavan. How beautiful she must look. If earth is a woman, then Vrindavan is her forehead. And Shri Krishna's lotus feet is her tilak, her mark of good fortune. How beautifully Haisari Prabhu is describing. Earth is a woman and Vrindavan is her forehead. And Krishna is like a tilak on her forehead. Why the earth will not be dhanya? Be fortunate. Now the sakhis, Radharani's sakhis, are complaining how unfortunate we are and how fortunate is this land of Vrindavan where Krishna is putting his lotus feet. But we are so fallen, our bodies are so fallen that his lotus feet has never touched our bodies. The body of Vrindavan is so fortunate that Krishna's lotus feet is always on her. Sometimes he swings on some tree or sometimes he sits on a rock. Vrindavan is all glorious. But we are most unglorious. We never got to touch those lotus feet. We never got to sit with him. How unfortunate we are. When somebody has Krishna Prem, that for him he sees that the whole world is loving Krishna, only I am not loving Krishna. And when somebody does not have Krishna Prem, but he thinks only I have Krishna Prem and nobody else even is a devotee. It is actually completely opposite. You might have seen in the material world when a person is very wealthy, especially if he is wealthy and he is very kripana, he thinks that he has no wealth. In the same way, somebody who has Krishna Prem, he feels, I have no Krishna Prem. The whole world has Krishna Prem. I am so unfortunate. When Uddhava he came to Vrindavan, he thought the most fortunate persons were the Gopijan. And he wanted to become the dust at the lotus feet of the gopis. But gopis are saying the Vrindavan's land is glorious, the trees are glorious. We never got an opportunity to serve Krishna, Sakhi. We are unfortunate.
वो भी भाग्य हमको नहीं मिला.
द फॉर्चून the stone or the dust got, even that much good fortune we did not get. So that we want that we also sometime could touch Krishna's lotus feet. They're all lamenting like this. On the body of the earth, Krishna's lotus feet are placed, and the marks of his feet are placed, but on our bodies never. In this way they are singing Vrindavan's glories and their own unglories. Then another group of gopis, they are saying, so other gopis are saying, my dear Sakhi, it is not surprising, this glories of Vrindavan, it is not so surprising. Because Vrindavan is the resting place for all the living entities who are dear to Krishna. The trees, they give flowers, fruit to Krishna.
So
this land is a resting place for everybody. Now they're talking about the does, the female deers. How fortunate they are. Text 11. These deers, these female deers, the wives of the deers, they are so foolish, but they are blessed. Because they have approached Nanda Maharaj's son, who is dressed so gorgeously and is playing his flute. They come in front of him while he's playing his flute, and they gaze at him. When they hear Krishna playing his flute, they just walk over to him. But we are so unfortunate, we sometimes hear his flute, but we are not able to come near him. We are locked up in our house, like a prison house. Their homes are like prison house for them. But those the deers, they are so blessed that they can see Krishna. They just run and they stand in front of Krishna. Nobody stops them. And their husbands, they go with them. How fortunate are they? These does, they are so fortunate. When they run up to see Krishna, their husbands, the deers, they also come with them. Our husbands are such rascals that even if they even smell that their wives, they love Krishna, they burn up with anger. If I was a deer, I would be able to come and see Krishna. I would be able to gaze. We are so unfortunate. Just see, they are animals, but their husbands do not get jealous.
और पशुओं को कृष्ण से प्रेम करने की छूट है, लेकिन आदमी के ऊपर पाबंदी.
We are so unfortunate. Although it is our Swarup, Krishna is a Gopa and we are Gopis. And we are women. It is our right that we can love Krishna. But these are animals. And they are so fortunate that they can see Him. They're deers. These female deers, they live in the forest, they're uneducated, they've never gone to school. How fortunate they are. They hear Krishna's flute and they bring their husbands and they come to look at Krishna.
Krishna sar
means Krishna of whose life is Krishna the essence, the sar. He is called Krishna sar. There is one deer is called Krishna sar. One who is called the deer who is called Krishna sar, he must be with his wife to come and look at Krishna. He will never be jealous of her. This is to be understood. One should learn from this. Suppose a husband is not a devotee and the wife is a devotee. This is something of happiness. She should be encouraged. Yes, you do devotion. But actually, it is right that Mr. Krishna Sar should also come with his wife. Not that he sends his wife, you go to the temple, bhajan, and he goes to some party. He should also come with her to the temple. And it is actually our culture that the husband should always walk, he should be ahead of the wife. If she advances more than him in bhakti or in anything, this is not correct. Not correct means does not mean that she is doing the wrong thing, means he is behind. He should always be advanced. So she may not control him in anything, in earning money, in devotional service to Krishna. He should always be ahead of her. This is actually Pati Dharma in Niti Shastra. Niti Shastra says that the husband should always be ahead. It does not mean that he should cut down his wife's bhakti so he can look like he's more advanced. He should do so much bhakti that his wife is falling behind of him. In this way, to see Krishna, one should come to the temple, one should come to Vrindavan. These days, people, they take their wives and they go to the cinema. They are such, this kind of deers, roaming around here and there. As soon as they get some holiday, long weekend, they take the car and take their wife. One should go to take darshan of the Lord. Glorious and blessed are these foolish deers. And their husbands are helping them. And our husbands? Chakravarti Pad, he is writing in his commentary.
Param Muddhanam Harinam, Param Vidabdhanam Sarsundarinam Api Samohana Sevam Bhutasya Savasav Bhagyam Chindurasya Darsanam Api Apnam Avatnuvati Anatnuvati Rasmandhi. Devataon ki istriyon ko Bhagwan ka darshan mil raha hai.
The demigods, wives, they're getting darshan of the Lord. When the demigods, wives, they want to see Krishna, the demigods, they bring them in their airplanes and they bring them to take darshan of Krishna. So the wives of the deers are so fortunate, wives of the demigods are so fortunate. Only us, the human wives, we are so unfortunate. We have not the good fortune of showing our Krishna consciousness. To hell with our birth, they say. When Krishna enters Vrindavan, both are restricted. Krishna is restricted and the gopis are also restricted. The gopis are not allowed to see Krishna and Krishna also is embarrassed by the association of his friends. He is always surrounded by his friends. So when they get a glance of Krishna from a distance, they're considering that to not even seeing Krishna. The real darshan is when you are in the forest and you can see him face to face, and there is no one to control them. These deers, who is there to control them? With their big, huge, beautiful eyes, they're staring at Krishna. They come so close and they even start to lick him. And Krishna rubs their backs. This is their great fortune. In this way they look at Krishna. Chakravarti Pad, he says, that they're saying our husbands are such that if they even smell the fragrance of Krishna's name, they immediately start blaspheming. They immediately start shouting us, she's a bad woman, she's spoiled, this, that. They have no shame. Every day in Braj, the husbands were shouting like this. This is very expert job of the Sakhis, that they have to unite Radha and Krishna. It is very difficult. Like we, in Guru Vashtak, the sixth shlokas we sing. The Sakhis, they have to find some very special yukti how to unite Radha and Krishna. And to unite Radha and Krishna, Guru is very expert. The Guru, he knows how to unite Radha and Krishna. And therefore, he is Ati Priya, very dear to Krishna. To such a Guru, we offer our humble obeisances. This is a qualification of Guru. This is not just a Guru Vandana prayers, this is a qualifications of Gurus, of Guru.
It,
for on this the guru should be daksh, that he can unite Radha and Krishna.
अगर आस्तम से वृंदावन वर्तनी में हरियों के सौभाग्य की क्या बात कर रही है तो वृंदावन की है
वृंदावन सम सखीज आर सेइंग टू अनदर सखीज माय डियर सखीज व्हाई आर यू टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस डियर्स अब दे बिलोंग टू वृंदावन
उसमें रहते हैं कृष्ण के पास रहते हैं
दे लिव इन वृंदावन दे लिव नियर कृष्णा दिस इज देयर नेचुरल गुड फॉर्चून But just see the good fortune of the wives of the demigods. They have no relationship with Krishna. They are devis. They are coming from the heavenly planets. The deers live on the ground in Vrindavan, but these demigods, they live up high in the sky, in the heavenly planets, but just look at their good fortune. What is their good fortune? In text number 12.
श्री कृष्ण का रूप अरिशखे ऐसे श्री कृष्ण का रूप ऐसा विलक्षण है कि समस्त जीवों को मोहित करता है लेकिन विशेष रूप से श्री कृष्ण का रूप
द लॉर्ड कृष्णस ब्यूटी इज सो अमेजिंग सो स्पेशल दैट इट अट्रैक्ट्स एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी But his nature and his beautiful form is actually a festival for women. It's a festival for Krishna's beauty and character. They create a festival for all women.